What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blue Rangers. We are back, baby. We are back and we are getting ready for week 8 of the NFL season. And your first place Detroit Lions will be hosting the Tennessee Titans, the 1-5 Tennessee Titans. We will get into this game and everything around it. And all the news from the middle of the week. But before we do, introduce the Blue Kool-Aid crew that is here. So I'm Big Z. Then we got one other. We got Rud Dog.
Yo.
All right. So it's a small crew tonight, but a mighty crew nonetheless, Rud Dog. All right. So the Lions enter this game 12.5-point favorites. Isn't that a... Let me confirm that. Sorry, it opened at 12.5. Now it's 11. Either way, double-digit favorites. You'll love to see it. I love that we live in a time where the Lions can be double-digit favorites over any team in the NFL. It used to be the other way around many times for a long time. So if that doesn't explain how much this franchise has turned around. Now, news from the middle of this week, J-Mo, obviously, on the last podcast live, we found out that he's getting suspended for 2 games. We still haven't found out why, or like what he took. But Dan Campbell addressed it at the press conference today. It sounds like J-Mo will definitely be taking a 2-game suspension and not be available this Sunday or for the Packers. He said the team will be fine. But I know, Rud Dog, before we were starting here, you like the way that Dan Campbell handled the whole J-Mo situation, and at least in the press.
Yeah, I liked it. It was he didn't hide from it. He didn't, you know, like obfuscate. He just came out and said, you know, this is kind of what it is. Kind of, you know, said J-Mo's just gonna have to take his lumps. Said for his sins, got to pay for his sins. And then he gave a kind of a cool metaphor about like a ship, like with a rope. It's like he was saying that like last year, like they were moving forward, J-Mo was falling back, but like they gave him a rope to get back on board, and he had climbed his way back on, and now, you know, maybe he lost his grip a little bit, but you know, the rope is this is my favorite part. He said the rope is tied to us, and you know, it'll be there, and like, you know, he said I trust him. He trusts Jameson Williams, and you know, like, he just believes he's going to climb back. And I don't see any reason for this not to. I'm not even sure if this is, like, a mistake or, like, a fluky thing yet. But, like, even if it is, like, these guys are all doing stuff, pushing the edge of, like, health and fitness. Like, you know, it's an unfortunate and kind of, like, a disappointing mistake. But I think J-Mo will bounce back. And I like the way Dan Campbell made it sure that there was no controversy around it, in my opinion.
It would be nice to get a little bit of clarity on what happened here. It's kind of odd.
He can't say anything yet.
Like, the NFL hasn't actually officially suspended him yet.
Right.
So he's been at he's been at practice all weekend practicing. So,
but that's where it's like, if he's gonna take this two game lump, like if he challenges it, there's a chance it pushes it to where he plays this week and then isn't available for Green Bay or Houston. I think that would be much more unfortunate that if you've missed the Titans and Green Bay.
Right. If I was him, I'd just say, like, let me take my suspension now. Let's not, like, usually if these things are never overturned. So just take it right now and let's move on. Either way, you're not making the Green Bay game, but we'd rather have him for Houston.
Yes, absolutely.
This Titans team that we can get into a little bit, but they're
even
not.
Though this does have trap game written all over it.
It does. It does a little bit for sure, especially with Green Bay on the horizon. Yeah, it definitely does for sure.
Though Dan Campbell is and coaching staff are doing, like, I love the way it's like, oh no, this defense is legit, man. Like, these guys, they got guys and they're good and they do this and they do, like, it's perfect coach talk. He's respecting the shit out of his enemies, but like, yeah, everyone else is not. Well, like, the fan podcasts are like, this crap team, they're about to roll.
I mean, it is the NFL. Any team could beat any team any week.
Seriously.
It's not like the NBA or even Major League Baseball to a certain extent. The NFL is, that's what makes it a great league too. Like, anybody
parody, baby.
Week. Before we actually dive into the game a little bit, so J-Mo, if he is suspended, it sounds like Allen Robinson will be called up to the roster this week, and they said they will be using him heavily. They'll be leaning on him heavily. I don't know what that means from a blocking standpoint. He definitely does not have the skill set of J-Mo.
No,
he's way slower. So I don't mean like from a blocking perspective or whatever that may be, but either way, it sounds like he will be on the field plenty this upcoming Sunday.
That's kind of like a vague thing. I feel like it just means he's going to be expected like anyone else to like step up, like, and be lean, like expected to carry the load. Like, I just don't imagine we're game planning like a heavy dose of Allen Robinson this week against the Titans. Like, you still got Amon-Ra, you still got Leaf, Patrick's playing well. Like, you're not gonna suddenly pick the guy who hasn't played yet and make him like the featured weapon. But
yeah,
I don't know, we'll see. But
I mean, if anything, I would expect like more, nice, even more Tim Patrick or something along those lines.
Yeah,
but maybe they're seeing some out of Allen Robinson practice that we haven't seen yet. I mean, Allen Robinson, people have been waiting for him to show up for a while.
I mean, the guy was a legit stud for a while in this league. Like, I mean, if he, not that he's going to find what he was, you know, for the Bears or before that, but like, I mean, if he even finds flashes of that, that could be nice to have.
For sure. And so it'll be interesting to see how they use him. I imagine leaning on the run game plenty in this one as well. Mm-hmm. Although, I mean, most of the success against the Titans this year has been in the pass game, actually. They're pretty good against the run, especially with the likes of Jeffrey Simmons up the middle, who's an elite run stopper and just an elite D-tackle overall. A guy that the Titans picked up in the middle of the first round, a lot of people thought. He had like an ACL injury coming out of college, so he fell a little lower, kind of like how he landed J-Mo. But it turned out to be a non-issue, and he is really good. Now, Quandre Diggs makes his return back to Detroit.
Diggs! I always like Diggs. Another Quinn Trisha mistake right there. Turned him away.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, it's like you were saying, though, people are like, or what Dan Campbell's saying, this is a good defense. It's a solid defense. The problem with them is their offense. They routinely turn it over. Their offensive line is very suspect, at the very least. Like, they have Skronsky. But that's kind of the only notable offensive lineman that they really have. But on defense, at least, they have actually a trade target for the Lions. They have Harold Landry the III.
Yeah.
Who apparently a lot of teams are looking for his services. He's an elite. I won't call him an edge rusher, but he's a very good edge rusher.
Yeah, I liked UJ's idea. Make the deal and have him just switch sides during mid game and like change uniforms. First time ever. That'd be amazing.
That'd be hilarious. I wonder if anybody's ever done that, like in the middle of a game.
I don't think so. That would be like just change teams. I think people have been like left behind in states and stuff before, but I don't know if
yes.
they've actually been able to, I don't think that's even legal by any rules that he'd be able to just be able to instantly play for the other team. But well, it would be cool, wouldn't it?
I mean, the closest thing I could think of is like in Major League Baseball, some teams, they play each other in a series and then they're in one dugout one day and then they're in the next dugout the next day.
They should do like a thing where like if you like the guy on the other team, they're like, you could like kidnap him during the game. Now you keep him. Now they're your guy. Like have like Sewell and like Zeitler just like carry him off the field into the locker room and like then like he's ours now.
Right. Right.
But I mean, he might stick around after the game. Who knows? If they're a kind of a dumpster fire.
So, Road Dog, I mean, this is also a team that is clearly they don't think they are going to be making the playoffs or anything of that nature
because right.
they just traded away two of their key players. One is their wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins. Now, he only had one catch for -2 yards last week. He is not having a great year, but also this is just an anemic offense overall. He went to the Chiefs, DeAndre Hopkins did.
Right, I heard.
And then also Ernest Jones, one of their better linebackers, who they actually signed in the offseason from the Rams.
They traded him for another linebacker, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a weird one.
But he's one of the better linebackers. So they seem to be selling here.
That's
as
a
we
perfect
get closer
team
closer to the trade deadline.
Look at right now.
Definitely, definitely. And a lot of those issues they have had is at the quarterback position. When Mason Rudolph is your starter, that is a sign that things are not going too well. Now, Will Levis is their starter, and he's hurt. But things are not going well for Will
yeah,
Levis.
But Will Levis ever show signs that he was him either? Like, I didn't remember hearing too many good things when he was healthy.
He actually makes like good throws throughout the game, but it's just inconsistent, and then the thing that kills him is he just makes one like this like mind numbingly stupid decision every game. Look back to week one against the Bears where he's getting sacked, and as he's getting sacked, he throws it backhanded in the air like 5 yards. It was like the world's easiest pick six for the Bears.
Isn't that what his everyone's favorite NFL comparison for him fits then, the Josh Allen, right? Kind of like that, like he's. I mean, like it's Josh Allen's come a long way this year too. Like he's playing more efficient football, but like he was always known for throwing away the ball, wasn't he? For a long, like
right, and now Josh Allen 12 touchdowns, no interceptions on the year for him. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, whatever he got figured out. That just, I mean, that changes the whole look on him. If you ask me, if he's getting that kind of efficient, because I've always been a little. I feel like he's a little overrated just because he makes such spectacular plays.
He does, though. He does, especially like right when he's going out of bounds.
It's so funny, like the way perceptions in this league work. Like Jordan Love is like the perfect example. Like he makes some freaky deaky play where he runs out and like throws the ball like to like some weird tight spot, and suddenly it's like he's better than Jared Goff, who's been operating at a really high level for a long time, just because he can make it look fancy and like exciting, and like it's like okay, yes. There's something about that big play, like scramble ability, but like it's so overrated by itself. You need consistency to be a great quarterback in this league, and like Jordan Love has not proven that yet. I'm not saying he won't, but
eight interceptions on the year for him. So he's more like just Brett Favre-ish than anything else. Like just taking the big shots and with no care in the world if it goes for a pick or a turnover.
I mean, that just tells you how good Favre actually was, though. Like, you got to be so good to get the stat line of like the most interceptions in history, like in your career, like to the level he did too. Like Barry kind of had a similar stat actually, which was like the most negative yards in NFL history. You got to be so good to get those stats. It's kind of funny.
Definitely. They have Tony Pollard, who they signed in the offseason. He's been okay. It's just not a very good offensive line. He doesn't get a lot of open holes to run through. He doesn't have the elite speed to kind of burst through the hole like a Jahmyr Gibbs does. So even when the hole's there, they've got to sustain it just like the slightest bit longer, and that's a big difference. Calvin Ridley is their leading receiver. He's only caught 12 balls on the year for 183 yards. So I think that
sounds. Everything you're telling me sounds like a bad Sunday to come in for these boys.
I watched a lot of the Titans Colts game 2 weeks ago. He was targeted 8 times, Rudd Dog. Do you know how many times he caught it?
1.
0.
Oh,
that's hard to do. Nice. That's hard to do.
That is hard to do.
You're throwing the ball 8 times and you don't catch it once?
That's wild. You have to be pretty, like, and he's a pretty good receiver, right?
It was a couple bad catches. It was a couple bad throws, but it was a lot of drops. It was just a lot of, like, being in the wrong spots. Yeah, I mean, they signed him to a big contract this offseason after coming over from the Jaguars. Calvin Ridley, of course, was suspended for a full year for putting parlays down on the NFL, which he lost, by the way. He didn't even win the parlays.
Oh, man, that's rough.
Really could have put the bet down, at least win.
Yeah, right? Like, at least if you, like, won, you could be like, ah, well, I could pay for my fees, I guess.
So I do like our matchup a lot with this secondary against this receiving core. They have Tyler Boyd. I mean, that's nothing to be too scared of.
I'm shaking.
Chig Okwuonu, their tight end.
What?
Nick Westbrook Akeen. You know,
you're just making these up, aren't you?
I wish. I wish. For the Titans fans' sake, I wish I was. So Will Levis, as I mentioned, out. Tajay Spears, probably the better running back of the two. He's out for the Titans. Now for the Lions. Dan Campbell gave Decker, Glasgow, Ragnow all a rest at practice, it seems. Now Josh Pascal was added to the report for an illness, so I'm not sure what that's about.
I hope it looks Pascal. That would suck.
So he did not practice today to an illness, so not sure what that is. But there is some good news on the injury front, Red Dog.
Zeitler?
Is that it looks like, well, Zeitler, actually. He was a full practice participant today, so that's good.
Sweet.
But actually, I was going to say, Emmanuel Mosley, the reports are that, or I mean, not the reports, directly from Dan Campbell, is that it looks like he will be back at some point later this season.
We need to save, like, 2 plays in the Super Bowl for him, so, you know, we get it. Like...
Yeah, he's only good for 1 to 3 plays.
Then his other knee will go. But, no, that's exciting, considering, like, just how well our secondary is playing right now. But I like, it's like, is there even going to be room for him anymore? Like, I think he might be able to beat Vildor or something, but he's going to have to get back still. But I mean, any more talent back there is welcome. Obviously if him and if he come back, we're just already kind of got a glutton back there of talent. We have so much. Mm-hmm. Like Dan's already talked about like how hard it is for them to like figure out packages and stuff. Cause man, can you imagine like if he's got to be out there when he gets back, right? Like,
I think so, just for pass rush reasons,
at least. But like, he was also getting deep safety interceptions down the stretch last year.
It's like, true. It's a great problem to have.
Yeah, no kidding.
Talent in the room,
right?
A lot of teams would be begging for that situation.
That they would.
What a great situation to be in. You know, it's funny too, Rudog. What's that? Kaminsky, we mentioned that we didn't think he'd be back at all this year, but there is a chance he could return late in the season, potentially.
Ooh, that would be nice.
He had the MCL injury. That's what I read, at least. Because when we talked about it on the last podcast, like, you know, I'm not actually sure if that was true. So I went back and looked, and there is an outside chance that he could return at some point.
Like the last few games of the season type thing?
Yeah, Broderick Martin, I'm less sure of. He's eligible to return at any time. I'm not sure when that time will be.
Right.
But, I mean, this is a great matchup for our defense. It's a good.
Sounds like our offense, too, honestly.
Yeah. The bigger challenge in this game, of the two challenges, if you will, is the Lions offense against this Vikings defense, especially the run game. This is still a really solid run defense. Like the Bills, who are like one of the top rushing teams of the league, only went for 70 yards last week. Now they threw for 300, but.
The problem I hear for them is they're just too deficient as a team to handle what we have. Like, we're not deficient as a team. Like, we're playing high-level, full-spectrum team football right now. Like, and if you face a team who's weak and you have the level of focus I believe this team has, because, you know, like you said, trap games, anything can happen. But, like, I think, like, a strong D line is just not going to cut it when we're going to be able to hit them everywhere else. Like, I think we're going to have too many places we can do damage that, if even if they play really well at their best strength, it's just not going to matter. And plus we have a really good strength right across from that strength, so it's even that I'm not too worried about. So I think this sounds like it definitely trap game if they don't take it seriously, but I don't think there's a chance that's happening. Like, Dan Campbell's giving them every bit of respect, you know, they're not
absolutely
taking it lightly in the room, and no, like way. I just don't see any way this team blows this game. Like,
I don't
this
either.
Looks like moralizing.
I don't either, but I hope they don't think that. Which, like you said, I don't think they are in the building
right
thinking that. They want to go out there, kick their ass, just like they do the Cowboys or any other team.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like where, like, you know, the way that they were with the Cowboys. Like, sure, they had maybe had a little emotional edge, but they weren't treating that game like it was anything more special either. Really, I mean, not overall. Like, obviously, they had some fun with it, but like, you know, it's the same exact mentality here. Even if this is a lesser team, you come in and you just operate and you do your job, and that's what they'll do. And if they do that, this team is gonna roll, baby.
Oh yeah. So all right, so let's get into it now, Rud Dog. Let's move on to our ever famous predictions.
Ooh, yeah.
So, of course, we have two prediction segments. Our first one is our Roar of the Week, the player that not necessarily has the best stats, but just has the biggest impact overall on the game. And then, of course, our game predictions. So, Rud Dog, I'll throw this over to you, and give us UJ's as well.
All right, I'll start with UJ's. So, we're doing Roar of the Week. Ooh, baby. So, UJ went with someone who's been not very noisy this year, but he's been hitting. Looks like his breakout week for Laporta. He has Laporta for 6 catches and a tutty. Man, I hope wow. So. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
So Laporta is UJ's Roar of the Week. That would
all
be
right.
Sweet. Nice one, UJ. Laporta going off. I like it. For my Roar of the Week, it's always so many options. It's like, no J-Mo, though. That's a bummer. Well, we might have J-Mo. Actually, you know, I'm going to go with someone who got shouted out pretty nice by a coach today. Calvin Shepard was interviewed, and he said something that I thought was like, wow. Like, he was talking about how good Rodrigo's playing. Like, he said to him, Rodrigo was always a starter in this league. Like, from like year one, like even if last year, like he kind of got downgraded a little bit, like he sees him as a star. And now he made a comment that kind of blew me away, because like I feel like I'm seeing it to some extent, but he said Rodrigo is playing like one of the best at his position, like one of the best backers in the league right now. And I'm like, holy smokes, and that's from this coach. Like, you don't say that lightly. So I think Rodrigo is going to have a big game this week. I think he's going to be all over the place, and I'm going with Rodrigo. He's going to have a interception and a forced fumble for a touchdown, and to go with 7 tackles. So Rodrigo Ooh. Is my Roar of the Week.
That's a great Roar of the Week right there, Rud Dog. I love it.
Well, thanks.
And, yeah, I mean, what a steal for the Lions. What, 6th-round pick, right? 6th round?
It sounds like it was late. I know that.
On the top of my head. Malcolm Rodriguez. I got to look it up because I'm confirm this right now. I know what college Oklahoma State is. Just, I can't remember the – oh, come on. Well, while I'm looking it up,
give yours.
So before I give mine, I'll give Bob's. He has the Roar of the Week is J-Mo. If he plays 100+ with a touchdown, no J-Mo, then Laporta is my Roar of the Week. It's his biggest game of the year. So that is Bob's Roar of the Week. Nice. And I just confirmed, yes, 6th-round pick, 188th overall. Not
Stud.
Too shabby.
Not too shabby at all. Like, I love the talent on this team, man.
Oh yeah, it's just crazy how this organization has been drafting and recognition of talent all the way through the rounds, which gives me hope that Giovanni Manu will work out.
Right,
despite my
and Broderick Martin for that matter.
Yeah, he's got to
hey,
get
you know,
gotta get healthy.
I know, like they haven't exactly been superstars, but like his draft profile has taken a significant modification in this first seven games with Josh Pascal and Levi Onwuzurike becoming actual like starter slash rotational like mainstays on our D line. Like,
yeah,
his 2 second round picks were like where a lot of people kind of were like, oh, that's where he's kind of been a bit missed. But now the patience is paying off, man. These guys are playing and like
what well, Josh Pascal, Pascal is still kind of who he's always been.
He's got 2 sacks now, but he's like, I know they're kind of like, he's been getting set up for like these kind of free runs at the quarterback, but he's still getting it done.
Yeah, you still got to do it.
He's
still,
but he's also a force on the edge. He may not be the best pass rusher, but he sets an edge very well.
Oh,
and
yes.
And like, I'm not saying he was. He needs. I think he'll continue to develop as a pass rusher. Like, he's so explosive. Like, you just see how well he moves. Like, if he just keeps developing his skill set, I think he could be a real handful as a pass rusher. But he's not. He's not your slick Aiden or anything like that. It's not his style. He's more of like a, his style was more like Davenport's, where like he's just got that power game. And but I think if he can convert some of his speed, he could. I'm just excited.
He's an elite run defender. He's an elite run defender and a mediocre pass rusher at best.
But I will say I don't know at best. I'm saying in progress, a pass rusher in progress. Like he had, this is his first real healthy season, or like the first stretch he's been this healthy for this long. Like, I think he's developing still. I'm putting him still pretty early in his actual mileage of this career. So, yeah. I mean, he's been banged up. I still am excited about his few. Like, maybe not this year, but I can see if he stays healthy and strings together a season or two, he'll become a much more consistent a pass rusher and affect the game more. But I like where he's at now, and you know, just stay healthy, please. Like, all these D linemen need to, man. Every time like one of them gets up, it's like, no.
right. So my roar of the week, I'm gonna hop on the Laporta bandwagon, Rudd Dog. I think the Lions are gonna feed this man. I think he has 7 catches for 87 yards and a touchdown in this game.
Like,
not 86, not 88, 87 yards.
Right at jersey number. Wow.
I think it's going to be, I just feel like they just want to get feeding the ball. I think the Lions are going to be able to do a lot of things that they want to do offensively, or do whatever they want to do offensively in this game. And what they want to do is feed Laporta. They feel like it's his time. He's due. They're at home. The home crowd wants to see Laporta go off this game.
One less weapon to compete for targets.
Yep, exactly. So Laporta, and for Bob and UJ, is my roar of the week.
Very nice. Laporta due for a big week, baby.
All right. So, Rudd Dog, let's get into the last segment. That, of course, is our predictions.
Oh, yeah.
And the Lions in this game, as I mentioned, they opened at 12.5 point favorites. It is down to 11 now, and the over-under is 44.5. This is a noon Central, 1 o'clock Eastern kickoff in Detroit. Rudd Dog, what do you have, and what does UJ have for their prediction?
I will go with UJ's prediction first, and UJ's feeling good. He's feeling very good. He's going with Detroit Lions 42-10. Subs play the last 10 minutes. Harold Landry gets traded to the Lions at halftime and runs across the field to join his new team. Wow, that's a prediction right there. Holy smokes, that would be epic. that'd be like the coolest new, like, I wouldn't be surprised if that like started a whole new trend of like trade players mid game. It'll be like a whole new thing in the NFL, new dynamic. But UJ, 42-10 Detroit Lions. Good prediction, UJ. I like it. This is our first like kind of trap game, but I'm almost like thinking like it's like such like a not like such a trap game that's like not even a trap game. Like, I think this is like just a team. This is more like, I think we just roll this team. I think this Detroit Lions team is playing too good. They're too dedicated, too focused, too, and this team, they're going against a dumpster fire. I think they're going to have their way. Everyone's been implying with Laporta, I do think he gets active. I think Amon Ra's going to have, I think he might have like 200 yards in this game. Like, I think the offense is going to go off. Our defense is going to stifle that weak offense. And I'm going with 99-0 Detroit Lions in a bloodbath of epic proportions. And Hendon Hooker throws for 4 touchdowns in this game.
Oh, all right. We love that one. I like these predictions. These are fun. All right. Let me pull up Bob's here. So Bob had the Lions winning 38-12. They don't take the Titans lightly, and they are prepared. And that is his whole statement on his prediction. Well, I have 35-17 with some like a garbage time touchdown, making it 10 points throughout most of the game, then a garbage time touchdown at the
Our
end.
Our defense would like to have a word with you, Z.
But 35-17, I have obviously Laporta with his touchdown. Gibbs gets two more in this game. I think Monty responds with one as well.
I like that.
And I'll give Amon-Ra one as well. So there's the five. You know who else I forgot to mention? Red Dog is for PFF. You mentioned PFF, and I forgot. Do you know who's the top rated player on PFF throughout the entire league right now? Through 7 weeks in the season?
Still Aiden Hutchinson?
No.
Jared Goff?
Nope. Two more guesses.
Jahmyr Gibbs?
Nope, one more.
Oh, is it a Lions player?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking.
Oh, Brian Branch.
Yes, you got it. Brian Branch, highest rated player on PFF right now.
Wow. At any position. He's so good.
It's ridiculous. I love that they have put him in that like safety position. It plays all his strengths. And I don't know why in college he wasn't playing there.
He was like a nickel, and I think they had good players. Like he was like their jackrabbit. Like he was their, he basically was a safety, I think. But he was like
he said in an interview. I saw an interview this week where he's like, I didn't really play safety too much in college. I was more the nickelback.
I guess nickel's not safety.
It allows him to sit back a little more and like watch what's going on the field and react to it, which is his strength, his instincts. You can't teach instincts.
I think nickel is like is a nice play spot for playmakers though. Safety's not always
it
like,
is.
You know, like so like I don't know, like he was so good near the line and stuff, like they used him there. He's good enough to play actual cornerback, which is like that's like the ridiculous thing. Like that game, like in the one play he's dropping into like this really awesome zone coverage where he has a great instinct, gets the interception. The next one he's in man coverage getting a pass breakup.
Oh yeah,
the dude has just got the most ridiculous combination of skills and like you said, instincts, man. Yeah,
I want to look up right now and see Hutch and Watt were like neck and neck for defensive player there. But obviously Hutch is on the running with that one. So painful.
Is he still leading the league in sacks? Like who else is 7.5?
No, he's not. Will McDonald has over 8.
Will McDonald. Mm-hmm. Isn't he a rookie this year? Right?
Or
was that last year?
Second year, yeah. That's he had a bad year last year, but he's turned on this year.
I remember you liked him a lot, didn't you, or something like that? I remember talking about him in the draft.
A lot of people question the draft pick actually for the Jets because they're already kind of loaded the defense position. He's lighter. Anyways, regardless.
Well, he's on
so defense
team.
Player of the year odds, TJ Watt, almost even odds. Dexter Lawrence is second in the running. How about that? Into your D-line.
Wow.
Will Anderson is third. Chris Jones, Max Crosby.
Mr. Anderson.
Xavier McKinney, who's had a great year for the Packers. Will McDonald, then Brian Branch. So Brian Branch is eighth in the defensive player of the year running.
Oh man, I think he's going to keep ascending, especially because, like, on top of that, like, Glenn is just putting him in great positions. Like, I love that, like, backside robber zone thing we've been doing to take these crossing routes away.
Mm.
It's a amazing design, and like he dials them up right, which is just awesome.
Right. So okay, I think we're going to wrap it up here. But fun episode, Rud Dog. Fun episode. Sir. But we, of course, want to thank our producer,
KJ.
It's always hard to do it, too.
Oh, my God. It's brutal, man.
Especially when anybody don't coordinate beforehand.
Even coordinating is rough when we have all of us.
All right. So we want to thank our producer, KJ, for crushing every week.
The best. around.
Spotify, Apple, Radio Podcast. Please download, please subscribe, please leave a review. We greatly appreciate that. Instagram at Drinking a Blue Kool-Aid. Twitter /X at Drinking Lions. Follow us on there. Let us know your predictions for this upcoming game. And then YouTube. Subscribe to our channel on there. That's at DTBK underscore Lions. Or just type in Drinking a Blue Kool-Aid on YouTube. That's A-I-D, aid at the end.
good reminder, Z.
If you always make it to the end of this episode, and you listen to the last episode, you know what I'm talking about.
You're the coolest people alive if you're making it this far every time.
Absolutely. And that's really it. I mean, the last person or last people to thank are our listeners. We greatly appreciate you for tuning in every week, all the way to the Super Bowl. So thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back on Tuesday reacting to everything this past Sunday. Lions and last but not least, as always, go
Lions! Woo!
Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock. Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.